The views expressed on this show are those of the host, guest, and callers, and not those of radio station KICK, Vision Communications Incorporated, its management, or advertisers. Vision Communications Incorporated is not responsible for the validity or accuracy.
Do we have a little extra time because of the game, or do we finish?
Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin. Get the health answers you need from the creator of holistic medicine and the 2020 Holistic Doctor of the Year. To be a part of the show, call 417-447-1777. Wellness Wednesday. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin.
And, of course, we have been talking already, but we want you to be aware. And I have already mentioned the need for essential vitamin supplementation in today's toxic world. Vitamin D3, a good B complex, and vitamin C being the top ones. And here in Springfield, there's one place and only one place that I shop, and you should too. Spring Valley Natural Foods. The reason I like them is I don't know where to find anything in a store like that. I've been to one of the other health food stores twice. I walked in and I left after 5 minutes of not knowing what I was doing. At Spring Valley, they come and greet you and ask you what you need, and they will find it for you. And they, of course, carry the Shealy Sorin cold stuff, our five bliss oils, our magnesium lotion and spray, our Echo Green multivitamin, and our youth formula. But most of all, they carry what you need at a premium health food store, Spring Valley Natural Foods. And of course, at a real grocery store in the produce department, you will find nature-blessed Tarch Cherry Juice Concentrate. Folks, in my opinion, every American should consider that, especially if they're an average American who eats only 2.2 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Because 2 tablespoons of nature-blessed Tarch Cherry Juice will give you 3.7 additional servings of fruits. You get up at least to a minimum by just adding nature-blessed. Lowers your cholesterol, lowers your blood pressure, anti-inflammatory. Tastes smashingly good. I actually take 3 or 4 tablespoons every day because I like the taste of it. That just is a small part of the antioxidants that I like.
Absolutely. And just for the folks that are joining on the radio, if you do have access to YouTube Live and Facebook Live, please watch the earlier part of the show when we talked about general health and wellness. But today, right now, we're going to start with a very important topic, thyroid, holistic approach. And we're going to cover some of the essential aspects. And we do have a little extra time because the game held us over. So we get to talk a little bit longer than usual. So stay with us if you can. And certainly check out, if you can't, the YouTube Live and Facebook Live for complete information.
Let's
start with thyroid.
Let's tell you, the blood tests today suck. They are absolute BS. Because if you live in a city like Springfield where the water is poisoned with fluoride, you cannot have a normal thyroid. At least conservatively, 80% of people coming out of clinic, and I assume it over 20% come outside of Springfield, 80% are hypothyroid. It doesn't matter what the blood tests show because the lab cannot distinguish between fluoride and iodine in measuring it in your blood. Your body cannot distinguish to it, so it makes trifluorotyrosine, whatever it is. It makes a trifluoro instead of triiodo.
Mm-hmm.
So if you live in the city of Springfield, check your oral temperature when you get out of bed about 2 hours. If it is below 98.6, you are hypothyroid. All the contrary to the world will not do anything for you until you get on thyroid medication. And it can help. It's never going to be as good as natural, but it's a heck of a lot better than being hypothyroid. So now, it's interesting, of course, that the thyroid gland is not the only one that's poisoned by fluoride. The ovaries, the testes, the pituitary, the pineal, all of them are damaged seriously by fluoride toxicity. The dental profession, in my opinion, is more evil than the tobacco industry. It may be slightly worse than the food industry. Fluoride is poison. Now, once you know that your temperature is consistently below 98.6. I won't argue with you if you get down to 98.4, but by 98.4, you're unequivocally hypothyroid. And there's one and only one medication that I recommend, Armour's thyroid. It's been around for 100 years, perhaps. My mother had her thyroid gland removed in 1955. She lived another 54 years taking Armour's thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this little lady, who weighed about 102 pounds, needed 180 milligrams of Armour's thyroid to have normal thyroid. But she was healthy until she was 97 years of age, taking Armour's thyroid. And so it's what I recommend. It's infinitely better than nature's thyroid or than levothyroxine, which is false thyroxine.
It's a synthetic version that fails about, in my experience, about 60% of the time.
At minimum. Now,
yeah.
You can buy horse, beef thyroid from New Zealand. It's called Thyrovance, Thyrovanz. It comes in 100 milligram capsules. It's on the internet. You don't have to have a prescription to get it, but it's been in short supply during the stupidemic, and it's been hard for people to order it. So get your prescription from Armour's thyroid. If your physician won't give it to you, well, have a consult with us. We'll give it to you if you're hypothyroid. Now, if you are just discovering that you're hypothyroid and you want to try it, you could take iodine, not a lot, actually 150 micrograms average a day, or one iodoral, 12.5 milligrams per week, and Fire Bliss. That will jumpstart some people's thyroid. And that's worth trying, because then you aren't stuck for the rest of your life taking Armour's thyroid.
And that's a wonderful concept. By the way, let's just talk a little bit about the Fire Bliss and what the bliss means, because some people may know, some people may not know what that is.
Well, actually, I discovered back in the mid-90s five different circuits of energy in the body, what we call fire, air, water, earth, and crystal. But it had to be done with acupuncture, electroacupuncture to be sure, but still was required a lot of time. And in 2011, I had the intuitive hit that maybe we could mix essential oils, and we've done that. And they've been tested and been proven that the bliss oil, the fire bliss, et cetera, raises your DHEA just as much as the electrostimulation does.
And
that's true of each of the bliss oils.
The fire bliss will also have everything from pineal all the way down to the, well,
oh, yes.
Entire support of the endocrine system, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's sort of the one that I used. As a matter of fact, I use the same circuit to restore fertility in men with sperm counts under 20 million.
And I just want to address some of the symptoms of hypothyroid. Hypo is a lot more common than hyper.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk a little bit hypo and hypo. The low, which is hypo, usually it's everything. It's a master hormone. So when it's missing, you're talking about sluggishness in everything, absolutely every aspect of life, which means energy, mood, which also involves skin, hair, other issues, and it literally
chronic fatigue is the common.
That's the most common one. Yeah. Now hyper is a little different.
Oh, that's nervousness. Ah, and
yes.
The blood pressure will go up. The pulse goes up. And that does need to be treated. However, it's rare.
Very rare.
I don't imagine it occurs in more than 1% of people.
Most of it is hypo, and a lot of it, as we said, is because of the poisons and everything else that happens in society.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's also remember, it's oral temperature. I have to tell you, I do not trust these electrical thermometers. They're not nearly as accurate as oral.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to get them anymore that you can measure with, but it's possible. Now, be certain that you consider always taking D3, 50,000 units once a week if you weigh 140 pounds or more, and if you weigh under 140 pounds, 50,000 units the 1st, 10th, and 20th of every month. That's the easiest way to remember every 10 days. And the Shealy Soarin' Echo Green is the best B-complex in the world, in my opinion. It's what I take and what I recommend for others. And the Sheely Soren Youth Formula is our combination of vitamin C, 2 grams, MSM, 1 gram, molybdenum, 60 micrograms, and 3 to 6 milligrams of beta-glucan. All of that is significantly more healthy than just vitamin C alone.
And it raises DHEA.
And it raises DHEA, as does magnesium lotion.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing that 80% of Americans need.
Mm-hmm.
Magnesium by mouth is a waste of money and time and energy.
Unless you have constipation, in which case it can help you go.
Well, it'll help you have a bowel movement, but it won't do much for your body.
Not really.
Other than constipation.
Right.
So you're wasting your time, especially if you take a combination of calcium and magnesium, which the average physician recommends. They are that stupid, because calcium prevents you from absorbing magnesium orally.
Mm-hmm.
Fat does, protein does. Everything interferes with absorption of magnesium in the gut, so it's better on the skin. Oh, well, Ken, I'll be perfect like that, but you could try.
And for those who missed the Facebook Live and YouTube Live segment before because of the delay with the game, I do want to say that the lifestyle, and we talked a lot about that, but just a quick recap because, we go into quite a bit of detail, so if you can catch us on those YouTube or Facebook Live, lifestyle is essential. And just to summarize, what you eat, what you do, how you move or you don't move, exercise, activity, your weight, your sleep, how you manage stress. There is all these factors play a huge role, including in thyroid.
Remember, the number one cause of premature death, and I didn't make that up. There was a scientific article published called Premature Death.
Mm-hmm.
The number one cause is obesity.
Mm-hmm.
And 72% of Americans are overweight. And the minute you get overweight, you have increased your risk of every known disease, from cancer to,
everything.
Death.
death, yeah.
So it's your responsibility. We can help you, happy to help you, guide you if you're willing to pay attention, and we can either see you at the office, on the phone, on Zoom, on Skype, or even help you do an intensive program at home, a virtual intensive where you will spend 6 to 8 hours a day working on yourself for a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
For the most serious problems, that is an excellent way of helping you get well.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, if you're feeling okay or if you have any questions whatsoever about your water supply, and you should, make sure that you have a good filter and that you're not drinking fluorinated water, because that's ongoing damage.
And if you live in the city of Springfield and vote for the city council, vote out every member of the city council in every election until they get some common sense. It may take 50 more years, but we only got 18 or 19 years before it's too late.
By the way, the book Common Sense.
Yes.
I do believe it's available on Amazon and otherwise.
Restore Common Sense.
Restore Common Sense.
And that is, well, one of our most important contributions, I believe. Mm-hmm. So it's finally available. And of course, did you see my note about a new publication called Academia, and they're inviting short publications.
I saw that, yeah.
Well, I think that's worth looking at for anandamide and for the poison system.
I believe so.
Good.
Yeah.
I wanted your opinion because I do like the idea of publishing such important information so it gets available widely.
I agree, absolutely.
Now is the time, if you have a question, to call us. Can we open the lines now, Rob? I think the time has come to give us a call at 417-447-1777. Right now, open line Wednesday, 417-447-1777. And if you don't call, we will continue talking, of course, because we like to talk. But we also like to give you advice if you have specific questions to ask.
Mm-hmm.
About anything, because I don't know any thought whatsoever that is not in one way or another related to health.
Exactly. Now, thyroid also relates to a lot of other medical conditions.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's just, as a master control gland, you know, one of the master control glands, basically, hormones system, it is actually, it's involved in, actually, well, there's many, many things that it does besides just its own axis. In other words, it's literally in everything.
Well, you know, one of the most interesting things about the thyroid gland is it also produces another hormone that keeps your bones strong. And that's important. It's totally different from the thyroid itself.
Parathyroid.
Well, that's right. But
yeah.
But actually, in the parathyroid glands are attached to the thyroid, but the thyroid itself is responsible. And so, I mean, even your bone strength is related to thyroid function.
And if you have a little time, let's outline a little bit of the control mechanism, like in other words, with the thyroid.
Well, it is said to be controlled by thyroid stimulating hormone, which comes from the pituitary gland. However, the pineal gland is also seriously damaged by fluoride, and the pineal gland is truly the master gland. It controls the pituitary.
So basically, this fluoride poison is not just thyroid, it's everything.
It's every system in your body.
Yeah.
And it's my number one enemy. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a question about the colon tests that you can send in, the fecal matter.
Yes. Well, it's a lot simpler than a colonoscopy.
There's a
right. Well, my question is about I'd already did the test and it came back as a positive. Well, and I was wondering if there's an alternative to the colonoscopy, which is the next step.
Is there an alternative to colonoscopy? You're talking about a blood. You know, you take a. It's a little card. You get a sample of stool sample and then you put it on the card and then they check for blood. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't think there's really
a
substitute person.
Well, there's that, but there's those testing, and then there's also, just interestingly enough, there is a test where you swallow a capsule, which, to answer your question, if the doctor is able to help you with that, and that capsule is like a little camera that goes down your gut, and that's an alternative.
Yeah,
but that's something that has to happen through your doctor or, there are several options, basically. It has to be a physician-controlled, prescribed process, including good follow-up. I hope that helps.
Sure.
Yeah, because colonoscopy is not without its concerns, too.
My biggest concern about that is the anesthesia.
I understand.
Yeah.
I have had one 5 years ago. I'll never have another one. But I came through it fine.
Yeah, so I hope we helped at least with some suggestions on that.
Yeah, I was wondering what would be the best. I've been in health and wellness for 25 years or so and have a pretty good understanding of it. I've been following you guys for several years, so longer than Sergio has been around, in as a partnership and everything. So
yes, sir.
The question is, what would you specifically recommend in natural supplements for supporting the colon?
That's a big question because it depends on whether you have any sensitivities. If you have no milk sensitivities, at the top of my list is plain Greek yogurt or plain kefir. And you need at least a cup a day of those types of things, probiotics or prebiotics. Now, the other thing that's good is naturally fermented, never in a can, that's stupid. Fermented sauerkraut, for instance, that does have the probiotics in it also. Now, if you don't have those access, then you need to take capsules. And the company called Now, NOW, produces one called G is in George, R is in Roger, 8, number 8, Dophilus, Dophilus. That is an excellent source of 8 different probiotics.
I'm going to add one more, something that I've actually personally done and recommended for now about 4 years, 4 or 5 years. It's called Autoimmune X, comes from Pristine Corporation, and it's there's actually a book that I co-authored on the about the topic that's called The Code of Life. And
yes, I did get the book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can get a free download on that if you like. I mean, it's just really good information.
I got both the free download and the paperback.
Wonderful, wonderful. And that is one of the best long-term solutions. It takes 3 to 12 months to take full effect, but it's worth it. Fully.
Okay. Yeah. So the autoimmune X would probably be good for just prevention and/or treatment
and
of a minor.
Both. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. That sounds great. I was thinking about that too. Have you ever heard of the polycosinol product by a doctor from originally from India, but it's made from sugarcane product. Sugarcane.
Mm-hmm. I know about polycosinol.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and his research. I was listening to his research on a YouTube video, and he went in pretty deep as to how it works and how he found out about it and all that kind of stuff. But polycosinol, natural, organic, and from the sugar cane juice, I should say. They dry that out and then somehow extract that polycosinol on that. And they have a product that's supposedly, it sounds so much like what it does, what the autoimmune X does.
Oh, really? Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't personally heard, Dr. Shealy, have you?
I have heard of it. I haven't used it. I don't know it personally, but I know it's good.
Okay, well, I think I might have to give both the autoimmune X and the polycosinol product to try it, too, because I like to try things out, and normally when I try things, I'll give them 90 to 120 days just to see what happens.
Exactly.
Excellent. Good idea.
Blessings.
As our Australian friends would say, good on you, mate.
And keep us informed, please. Okay, let us know how it goes, please. Thank you. Yeah, we have 1 minute.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. Go ahead, please. Yeah.
Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good
Hi.
Idea.
Hello? Hi.
Hello?
Well, turn the radio off, please, or something.
Yep.
Are we on the air?
Yes. We are on the air, dear. Yep. And
hurry
we,
up, please.
Yeah. We have about a minute, and then we go to break, but we can continue talking afterwards. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. I wanted to ask about, I've been diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease.
Hashimoto's. That's thyroid condition, yeah.
That is a thyroid condition, and I think it is when the thyroid attacks itself, but I'd like to hear what the doctors have to say about it. That would be great.
Yep, we'll definitely talk about it when we come back, and we're going to break. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. So let's put on our agenda coming up when we come back from the break so that everybody can hear Hashimoto's.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's an autoimmune disease.
Yeah, so let's we'll talk about that. Yeah, you got it.
She's on with you right Thank now. You.
Oh, actually, you're on. Okay, fantastic. Let's continue the conversation. Hashimoto's.
Well, it's an autoimmune disease, and it always causes hypothyroidism. Not
about that. Yeah, you got it.
So you still need thyroid supplementation.
Right. Fantastic.
I think she's gone.
Yeah, hi. Did we lose you there?
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, if you're listening, then that's great. But if anything, give us a call back. But let's talk about Hashimoto's. Let's continue the conversation.
Well, it's basically, I don't know anything to treat it other than autoimmune X and thyroid supplementation.
That would be one way to go about it. And if there is ever a situation where you get into thyroid storm or any kind of an emergency, then you do need a physician.
Yes.
Treatment. That's a little bit more complicated, but it's also immunity, working with the immune system. That's another
hour-long
project. Yeah, but it's worth it, absolutely worth it. And actually, now we have another phone call, but maybe we can take that when we come back from the break.
Sure, the break will be a few minutes.
Just a couple of minutes.
Okay,
yeah, it's a little unusual timing because of the game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Go ahead and take a couple calls for the live.
Yeah, let's take a live. Let's talk about live here for a bit. What do we
good
got?
Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Uh huh.
Hey, good afternoon. This is your friend Bob Mundy.
I recognize the voice.
Hello, hello.
All right, Norm Shealy, Dr. Sergio Soren.
Hello, hello.
I'm wanting to find out about something that's called Provision GSH. It has the glutathione. It has the ace mannan, I guess that's from aloe vera, and something called superoxide dismutase. SOD.
Yep, I know.
Is that something? Is all those products good for the combination like that? Extremely good for the body, doctors.
As far as I know, it's good for the body. Yes,
I like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and thank you so much for everything you do for people across the Ozarks and literally around the world, because you've made so much difference in people's lives.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good one.
God bless you. Bye.
Blessings. Yes.
And, again, we are ready for whatever happens next.
Anything else on the notes, comments, questions, while we still have a little time?
Are our
the
essentials and youth formula?
What about them?
The vitamins that come in it, are they synthetic or are they natural?
They're as natural as we can get.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Those are the only current questions that we have right now.
Well, erratic schedule today has confused people a bit.
Just a bit, yeah. And anything else? How much time before we come back to the program itself?
We've got about 7 minutes.
Oh, seven minutes?
Yeah, we have our news at the top of the hour.
We've been talking for an hour, I think.
We have.
I think it's good enough to quit.
Yeah, actually, unless there's any other questions or anything comes up in the next minute or so, I think we did start earlier, but it was before we could get on the radio.
Yeah, but it's all been recorded.
Let's do this. Let's summarize briefly everything, all the major concepts that we have covered so far for people catching up. And do you want to start or show?
Well, lifestyle, of course.
Lifestyle, yeah.
You know, weight, diet, exercise, sleep, et cetera, and supplements. And, of course, thyroid disease itself, which is created universally by fluoridated water.
Mm.
And one last call. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Sheely and Dr. Soren. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
You've been talking a lot about fluoridated water and how it is affecting the thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, since we've had a lot of fluoride in our water,
mm-hmm.
is there anything that can help us rid the fluoride that's already in our body? Like, for instance, I have a pineal cyst, mm-hmm. and you were talking about fluoride going into the pineal gland.
Yes.
Is there any way I can get rid of that naturally, or what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know a chelator to get rid of fluoride.
No. The only thing that I'm aware is time. Time
and drinking natural, non-fluoridated water, lots of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, you really do need whatever your weight is in pounds, you need in half of that in ounces of good water.
Mm. So basically, just allow the good stuff to come in and the bad stuff to make its way out. But it's going to take a little time, and avoid further exposure. That's the one of the biggest aspects here.
That's the only thing that would get rid of it, huh? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's that bad.
Yeah, we're working on getting a Berkey. In California, it's tough for them to ship to us. I don't know why, but there are certain. So can you explain the thyroid storm that you had mentioned earlier? Could you explain that a little bit? I don't know what that is.
Oh, yes, please. Thyroid storm. We were talking about Hashimoto's, and we were talking about. Now, Hashimoto's is a very different disease than general hypothyroid, general, I should say. And what that is an autoimmune aspect. The body is attacking the thyroid itself, and when we talk about immunity, that's a whole new conversation. But working with immunity is the key there, and to make sure that the body doesn't attack itself and basically uses the immune system for the proper use that it's supposed to. Now, what happens sometimes is when the thyroid gets irritated or attacked, it can release tremendous amounts in a short time of the thyroid T3 and T4, and that can be considered a thyroid storm, and that can cause all sorts of palpitations, anxiety, stress, and all sorts of things, fast heart rate, the opposite of hypothyroid, overfunction to a pathological or bad degree. And so that needs to be controlled with proper use of medications, if that ever happens, because it can be life-threatening to a degree. It can be. But once it's controlled, the question is to get to the nature of what is the autoimmune component and to normalize the immune system, such as the certain supplements that we use, regimen. But also, my favorite is intravenous ozone and intravenous vitamin C, which is the best immune boosters. And if you live in Springfield locally, we would be happy to have you. But check out in your area who is holistic.
You will find it only at a holistic clinic.
Yes.
Holistic clinic. Okay. All right.
Unless you want to come out here to Springfield, we will be happy to have you.
Yeah, well, we may be considering that soon.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I know? Well, we're going to start on the iodorol.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been diagnosed with hypo.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going to get the 12-point-something milligram tablets and take mm-hmm. one a week.
Yes.
And then how would we know if we're getting close to a thyroid storm? We don't want to go from one extreme to the other. So how would we know we're not going to be going into thyroid storm issue?
Well, you won't know until it happens. Your pulse gets rapid and you begin nervous.
So cut back, in that case, you definitely want to give us a call.
Definitely, I would be using Fire Bliss.
Yes.
And Air Bliss if you're worried about a storm.
And those things, the Fire and Air Bliss, they normalize. They don't increase, they don't decrease, they normalize.
And they're safe.
Yeah, the system. So that's the beautiful thing about that.
Okay, so Fire and Air Bliss.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay, and that's a daily or is that two times a day?
Once a day.
Once a day is enough. Yeah.
One time a day. Okay, great. One other question, if you have time for me.
Sure.
Yes.
Do you have any remedies or any of your ideas on glaucoma?
Glaucoma.
The only thing that I know is there is a biofeedback technique where they actually feed back the pressure from the eyes into a machine. And a very limited number of people do it, but it's been around since the 1970s.
Now, Dr. Shreeley, I'm going to ask you a question. This is impromptu, and thank you so much for asking this question. I've been thinking about this for a while. Glaucoma is a very common topic. Would we like to develop an exercise or a tool for people with glaucoma with biofeedback?
I don't know. I've never had I've always felt that's a very specialized thing that I don't want to get into biofeedback for glaucoma.
It could be a little tricky.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. But there's different types. There's acute angle. There is other types of glaucoma in it. Some are worse than others. But go ahead, please. Yeah.
Okay, so there's nothing in the biogenics that could help with the glaucoma?
Biogenics. Let's see. Well, it's self-regulation, so if you can balance the system.
Basic autogenic training would be good for stress, yes.
Mm-hmm. Stress is behind, Dr. Cellier did his research in the 30s and 40s. We talked briefly before we got on the radio. And the concept is stress is behind pretty much everything, mental, physical, and emotional, all the chronic conditions. So managing stress is the key to a lot of this. Yes.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much. We really appreciate both of you. We really do. Thank you so much.
Blessings.
And I guess then we can say goodbye until next week.
Yeah, well, interesting flow of the show today, but I think we got a message across, I hope.
Have a good one.
Yeah, and we'll see you next time.